Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. Today, we are answering the question, what does a conscious relationship actually look like? This is the final episode for our first series on the podcast, which has been all about the first pillar in our Relate Higher framework for creating thriving, successful, fulfilling relationships across our life. So by now on the podcast, we know what a conscious relationship is, and we know that a conscious relationship is a relationship that is approached either by yourself and hopefully by the person you're in a relationship with from love rather than fear, with awareness rather than little or no awareness, and with intention rather than no or little intention. And when we do that, when we approach our relationships from love with awareness of ourselves, of the other person or people, as well as the relationship itself, when we have clear intentions for our relationship, and when we take responsibility for being the one to create the love, to create the awareness, to create the intention, we set ourselves up to nurture and improve and go deeper and higher into all of our relationships across our life. It means that problems that most people have, like growing apart or needing to change relationships very frequently, isn't a problem anymore because we take a depth versus width approach. We can grow and evolve as humans over time, and so can our relationships. And we continue to stay connected because we know how to create connection. It is through approaching the relationship from love when we would, in our default automatic response, turn to fear and protection. It is through being more aware of ourselves and the way we're showing up in relationships, what we're bringing, what we're creating, where we're coming from, as well as what the other person is bringing, what they're doing, what they're creating, why they might be doing that, what our relationship needs to really thrive and function, and being so clear on why we're both here in this relationship, what we're creating together, how our intentions might be changing and evolving over time. Having more conversations with each other to know this. When we do this, we are more likely to have long-term relationships with all the people in our life that are fulfilling, that allow us to be ourselves and allow us all to grow and evolve over time, which means our relationships will grow and evolve over time. Now, this doesn't mean that you'll never have relationships end. Some relationships are meant to end. But what you will know by doing the work, which is everything you're learning on this podcast, you will know that when you're doing the work and you're nurturing and nourishing your relationships, when a relationship is meant to evolve into a completion, you will know that it is the right step for that relationship. But without doing the work, without stepping into conscious relationship with other people in your life, it is usually because of the absence of the work that the relationship that you're thinking about completing it or that it has been completed. So you will actually save so many more of your relationships through doing this work, and it will become more obvious and clear. And you'll also be able to approach the completion phase of a relationship as well as deciding whether to complete from a place of love and respect rather than the way we tend to approach completions, which is from a place of shame and blame. So what does a conscious relationship look like? Let's talk today about practically what the difference is. Now, the first obvious answer to this question is there's going to be more love, more awareness, and more intention in the relationship. So you're going to have more conversations as a result of that so that you can understand how to be loving in that relationship. Love looks like accepting yourself, the other person, and the relationship as it is. This seems wild to our minds because we've all been told that we can't accept ourselves and each other in the relationship as it is. That means we've given up in some way. We need to be doing more. We need to be growing more in order to have great relationships. But love is acceptance. And when a person feels accepted, when a relationship feels accepted, when you feel accepted, you feel safe. You feel safe to be yourself, which allows more of your true self to show up and be seen. This allows the other person to see and for you to feel seen, which allows you to relax into that relationship and experience greater levels of intimacy, connection, and vulnerability, which is what creates intimacy and connection, than ever before. This is all a direct result of choosing to approach a relationship as well as yourself from love. So when we create love in our relationships, we experience more of this vulnerability, more communication, but a whole person communication where you're not only looking at the words that are being said or how a person is showing up or when they show up, you're looking at everything that's going on. What can you take in about yourself, about the other person, about the relationship? What words are being said? What thoughts and stories are being told? What is motivating each other's action? What energy are you feeling? How are you feeling in the relationship? And today, as a person, as you show up in this relationship and moment of connection. So you're taking more of a whole person approach to the way you communicate. You're revealing more of the truth of how you feel in this moment, knowing that deeper truths will be revealed as a result of that. Instead of projecting your emotions onto a person or blaming them for them, you show them your emotions. You can show them through your body. You can show them through your body language. You can show them through your words. You can show them through your expression. You can act them out. You become more of a seen person because you allow more of yourself to be seen through this safe container and relationship that you've both created that allows each of you to show up as you are. So that's the first thing. When we create from love, we're actually accepting and seeing the person, which allows both of us to show up more as ourselves. When we are more aware, we're also able to make decisions about our relationship that is better suited for the relationship in that moment. Rather than simply rinsing and repeating what we've done in the past, we instead can feel into a moment and know what is needed. You get to literally take in all of the information from what's happening within yourself, what you're seeing from the other person, what you're feeling the connection between you is needing, and you're able to lead the relationship to more depth, to more intimacy, to more connection based on what would meet it and what it needs and what you both need in that moment. This is like genius magician skills. And you get to do that through expanding your awareness. And finally, with your intentions, you get to combine your forces and collaborate and be guided to surprising places that you would not have ever been able to come up with on your own because you're creating with another person. This is even more powerful on a team when you're all bringing your different viewpoints, your different experiences, your different perspectives to a shared intention. And then you're collaborating and creating something that is an expression of that intention in that moment of time that you would never have been able to do alone. So you experience enhanced creativity, which is what energizes and drives the relationship and makes it feel almost intoxicating. And you want to bring that energy into the other areas of your life. So your relationships start to drive and fuel your life. Now, it's important not to let that energy that's coming from the relationship then stop you from seeing areas of your life that need attention. But what it will do is add energy for you to go and use in the other areas of your life, which is always a great thing because the state of our relationships matter. Now, because of this approach from love, from awareness, with intention, what you're going to experience in a conscious relationship is a lot more communication. Now, this can feel so scary because the more we communicate, the more opportunities for perhaps disagreement there are to arise. But what a person understands when they're in the practice of a conscious relationship is that when we are expressing and revealing our truth, letting a person in this moment, this does not mean we are going to remain in this particular expression of our truth forever. In fact, usually after we've expressed a truth, especially one that we're really afraid to express, we find either a deeper level of acceptance of ourself and what that truth was, which suddenly means you're not ashamed of it, you're not feeling as vulnerable about expressing it, which allows you to go into other relationships and places and express that, or you actually realize, you know what? That actually isn't my deeper truth. I have another truth that I've just accessed as a result of sharing that truth with you, as a result of being witnessed in that truth, revealing it, expressing it. I've now accessed a deeper truth within me. This happens so often. And that's why in terms of conflict, often we just need to get out the expression in that moment. And then we are able to find the real truth that is actually coming from a place of connection. So in a conscious relationship, yes, you're communicating more. This might mean that there are more opportunities for disagreement, but because you're working, doing the work on expanding your awareness, learning how to create and move from love, learning how to move with and from intention, you get better and better and better at allowing yourself to meet a truth without reacting. This is so incredibly freeing because if you can hear anything from another person and you know that you're safe, because you've created this container for your relationship that allows both of you to feel safe and held and to step into what conscious relationship is. You get better and better at meeting yourself and other people in truth without reacting. This allows for that greater depth and intimacy to happen, to be revealed as a result of that. So yes, there's more communication, there's more vulnerability, there's more conversation, there's more seeing of each other. But because of that, there's more closeness, there's more intimacy, and there's a deeper understanding of yourself and what your truth actually is. In a conscious relationship, not only will you experience more communication, you will experience more uncomfortable communication. And this is a great thing. I'll tell you why. So in a conscious relationship, you really want to make sure you have regular conversations where you air your grievances with one another. I just wanted to let you know that the other day when you did XYZ, I felt blah, blah, blah because I was telling myself blah, blah, blah. And this might feel really vulnerable and uncomfortable to share with the other person. But because you and the other person are expanding your capacity to meet truth, which allows deeper truth to be revealed, which allows better connection, which allows both of you to feel seen and heard, which allows both of you to make better decisions about the relationship so that you can both feel nurtured and nourished and safe in the relationship, you will actually both have the capacity and ability to share more of those uncomfortable truths. So in order to make this work, it's really helpful to make sure you're regularly sharing your grievances with each other. I like to call this cleansing because if you understand that the purpose is just to cleanse the air between you, then it makes it more of a regular thing that you both are committed to doing because you understand that it's happening for the greater purpose, which is to build more connection, to allow that to not sit as the elephant in the room, but instead to be expressed and revealed as a way of being vulnerable and becoming more intimately connected and seen by each other. Now, this might also mean that you experience perhaps more conflict, but it's healthy conflict. Because you're being more of yourself and the other person is being more of yourself, this means you might have more conflicts between you about what you believe on a particular topic, about the way you do things, about what you want for the relationship. This is a great thing because many people believe if there's less conflict, that's a better relationship. But often it's just two people or more than two people hiding being more of themselves in order to fit in. And so over time, they eventually implode because they can't sustain that. In a conscious relationship, you're being more of yourself. You're going to possibly butt heads initially more. And this is okay because you both, your capacity to experience and handle conflict in a healthy way is growing. So together, you'll be able to face conflict. You'll be able to know, hey, we're both triggered right now. How about we come back when we're both feeling calm and regulated at this particular time? And then let's look at this again. Let's talk about it again. When you are able to hold that sort of space for each other, it means that you can, when you're triggered, you can then walk away. You can go get some grounding. You can come back and you can actually, with curiosity, seek to understand the other person's position. Really allow them to express and allow yourself to express, which allows both of you to find that connection and that deeper truth again. So repair is a really important part of managing conflict. And repair conversations, repair processes are something you'll experience more of in a conscious relationship, as well as those cleansing conversations. So more communication and also more repair, possibly more conflict, but more of a capacity for healthy conflict and more cleansing conversations are all things you will see and experience in a conscious relationship, which will actually be what creates the intimacy, the love, the connection, the fulfillment, the thriving that you're seeking in your relationships. In a conscious relationship, you will also experience more quality connection rather than quantity connection. So there are many people who spend a lot of time with each other, but they still feel lonely. They don't feel seen and heard. They don't feel accepted. They don't feel like this is a quality connection. This is because we need to focus on quality over quantity. And the more safe we feel to show up as ourselves, the more safe we feel to reveal what we really need, what we really desire, what our truth is, and access those deeper truths within a relationship, the more we're able to understand what connection means to us in that moment, the more we're able also to connect with each other because we're actually having conversations where we're seeking to understand each other, which allows for new ideas, surprising ideas about how you can both support each other and connect, and how you can also embody those intentions that you both have for your relationship. So the quality of your connection and your ability to collaborate and create together becomes much deeper because of the way you approach your relationship consciously together. This means you will feel more fulfilled in your relationships. You'll go to places that you never thought was possible, and you'll overcome what most people face, which is seeking through width rather than depth to find what they're searching for. That sends them on an endless search of trying to find the right people or the one, and then ultimately coming to the same block in their ability and quality of connection rather than using whatever that frustration is, whatever that uncomfortable emotion is, whatever that conflict is, as an opportunity to go deeper in the relationship between you and the other person. So, you know, those relationships where they've had struggles and they've had challenges and they've overcome it. They are examples of people who have gone deeper. They've then accessed a whole other layer to their relationship that they would have missed if they had have seen that initial conflict as a problem. But in a conscious relationship, you learn how to hold the capacity to meet that conflict and to go deeper. And this is a beautiful thing. So some people get scared about conscious relationships because they're scared. Are we going to have more conversations, more intimate, more vulnerable conversations that I usually avoid? Why would I do that? Well, the reason is because what you're seeking is on the other side of everything you're leaning away from, of everything you're scared of. That is where you'll find everything you want in your relationships. That's where we create the quality relationships that we all desire. So now let's think about all of these examples through the lens of a professional relationship, a family relationship, a friendship, and also a romantic relationship. So let's talk about more communication. In a professional context, more communication might look like perhaps fewer quantity meetings and more quality meetings between you and the people that you work with. It could look like having a clear set of intentions of what you cover in your meetings together and having regular spaces where other people in your team can actually air their grievances, can talk about what's uncomfortable to them, what's been upsetting them, what's been concerning them, and for you to do the same as well so that you can both understand each other more. It might look like having a conflict in a professional context and then intentionally setting aside time to repair that particular conflict, to come together, to go deeper into the relationship as a result of the conflict rather than seeing the conflict as a problem. In a family relationship, it could look exactly the same, where you're having more conversations with your family members, especially the ones that trigger you more, to seek to understand each other, to understand what has gone wrong, to repair the relationship. It can look like having more quality connections, and so therefore connecting with family members in different ways that work for the match between you and that particular family member. In a friendship, it can look like knowing that in this friendship, this is where we're really focusing on our personal development together, or we're really focusing on earning more money together, or we're really focusing on having fun together. When you know that's the purpose of this friendship, it allows you to go there and get what you wanted, rather than expecting that friend to be everything to you and meet all of your relationship friendship intentions, rather than simply seeing the relationship for what it can feed you and give you instead, and letting both of you feel really nourished by that particular kind of connection. And in a romantic relationship, if you know that you get to communicate more with each other, that you've got regular moments to cleanse and repair, that your connections are quality rather than quantity, that you have intentions that hold you and show you what you're creating together, this allows you and your romantic partner to experience a level of closeness that most people have never experienced in their life, because you get to show up fully as you, and so do they. Doing the conscious work in our relationships allows us to have more fulfilling experiences of the relationship itself, as well as more fulfilling experiences of moments within the relationship. So for instance, let's say you're in a romantic relationship and you are getting married. If you know that you both get to set intentions for your wedding so that it meets what you both most deeply desire within a wedding, and if you have the ability to have conscious conversations about the wedding and about your truth and about what you're wanting and needing, which allows you to access deeper truths, if you know that you can have conflict and you can manage it in a healthy way, you know how to repair, you also have spaces for cleansing conversations so that as you get a little bit stressed throughout the wedding process, you have these cleansing conversations to clear the air and to have you come back together in connection and understanding of one another. Can you imagine how much more fulfilling the experience of the wedding itself would be? You can apply this to any moment you have within any of your relationships. You can apply this to every phase of the relationship cycle, deciding whether to leave a relationship, completing a relationship, healing from a relationship completion, dating and attracting new relationships, starting a new relationship, and improving and nurturing an existing relationship. Every chapter, every moment, everything can be approached consciously. And this sets you up for much more fulfilling moments within your relationship too. So that, my beautiful friends, is what a conscious relationship looks like. And you have the ability to enter into conscious relationship today, no matter who you are, no matter what your relationship status is across all the different areas of your life. And this is what doing the work in your relationships looks like. It is the key to creating the thriving, fulfilling, and successful relationships we desire. So without further ado, this is the end of our first series and the first pillar on our podcast, which is all about entering into conscious relationship with others. I want to remind everyone that our masterclass about doing the work in relationships is coming up this week. You can also snag a copy of the replay still, and all you need to do is reserve your spot at relatehigher.com/masterclass. I also remind remind you that our School of Conscious Relationships will teach you how to be in conscious relationship with practical exercises, as well as teaching you the conscious relationship container process for entering into conscious relationships across your life. You can find out more about the school at relatehigher.com/school. And otherwise, I'll be seeing you in our next episode for our second series on the podcast, which is all about the second pillar of the Relate Higher framework, which is about creating and cultivating a conscious relationship with you for your relationships. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.